This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Hat tip to my buddy John McGrody for sending me this. This is a story just broke a few moments ago. Back in 2021, the worst mayor in Philadelphia history, at least in recent Philadelphia history, Jim Kenney, signed an executive order changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. You know, that's when America was really going through its total woke revolution. And Philadelphia Inquirer reporting that the Pennsylvania Commonwealth Court ruled that former Mayor Jim Kenney didn't have the authority to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day without input from city council. And that just broke a few moments ago. He violated the city charter of Philadelphia when he signed a 2021 executive order replacing Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. In a unanimous decision, the seven appeals court judges found that by eliminating a city holiday and creating a new one, Jim Kenney engaged in lawmaking, and that is reserved to city council. It therefore runs afoul of the separation of powers inherent in the charter and accordingly is invalid, said Judge Patricia McCullough in the opinion. The judges pointed out the federal holidays are established by Congress, state holidays by the Pennsylvania General Assembly. For example, in the same executive order, Mayor Kenney recognized Juneteenth as a city holiday. The difference between that and the change to Columbus Day is that in 2019, the General Assembly of Pennsylvania recognized Juneteenth as a state holiday. The ruling is a victory for Italian-American heritage organizations that have been attempting to reverse that executive order since 2021. I'll give a shout-out to our buddy George Bichetto, who's been fighting this fight relentlessly. And the Conference of Presidents of Major Italian Organizations, Council Member Mark Squilla and other organizations, Squilla, first filed a lawsuit in federal court accusing Kenney's administration of a pattern of discrimination against Italian-American constituents. But a federal judge dismissed that lawsuit, finding that they failed to show discriminatory treatment or intent. Then they filed a similar lawsuit in the Philadelphia Court of Common Pleas in April of 2022. The city asked the court to toss the complaint. Common Pleas Judge Daniel Anders dismissed the lawsuit. Commonwealth Court panel disagreed with Anders' analysis and nullified the order because the matter surrounds a question of law and no disputed facts. Further litigation is unnecessary, the opinion said. It instructed the lower court to enter a judgment in the case consistent with the Commonwealth Court's ruling. George Bichetto, an attorney with Bichetto and Lentz, who filed the lawsuit, called the decision a proper spanking of the Kenney administration. It is just as clear as a bell. This executive order was illegal. The city can appeal the ruling, but the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is not required to take up the case. I got to give George a lot of credit. You know, he sat in with me last year as my co-host for a day because he gave a lot of money to the Marine Corps Law Enforcement Foundation. And he won the auction to be my co-host for a day. And I mean, I knew him before that, but, you know, we spent the whole show together and he's a great guy. And he's a tireless advocate for the Italian American community. And he fought the good fight when they put Columbus in a box. Remember when they put Columbus in a box? Jim Kennedy put Columbus in a box? Well, George Buchetto fought that fight, too, and won. And now he won this fight as well. So, yeah, let's get George on the show. That'd be great. That'd be fantastic. I just don't know when. That's the only problem. Because at 3:30, we have this shooting update. At 4:30, the president's supposed to speak. I want to take that live because, obviously, the president's probably going to speak about this as well. We have Steve Grillo coming on the show later today at 5:30. He's a former intern for Howard Stern, and he wrote a book called Gorilla Parts. You know, woke Howard Stern is getting canceled. And it's not that I take joy in anyone losing their job or getting canceled. It's just that I take great joy in certain people losing their jobs and getting canceled when they turn on their audience and prove to be a total, complete fraud and spent years being a con artist, then I feel like it's justice. You know what I mean? Then it's the same thing in my mind as the guy who's out there selling some product that he knows doesn't work, some fugazi product. You know what I mean? Who gets his comeuppance because he sold a gimmick to people that doesn't work. It's like the same thing. So if you're a talk show host and you spend 3-4 hours a day for years pulling the long con in your audience and then you turn on them, well, from my perspective, you were always putting on an act. And then you just exposed yourself for who you really are. Because I'm telling you right now, you cannot do this job and fake it. There's no way. Like, you can't. This is 4 hours a day of you have to be authentic. You can't fake it. You can fake 20 minutes. You can fake an hour. You could probably even, that's why, like, somebody made the equation. I think I was listening to Kale and Company this morning, and they were saying like a professional wrestler. He'd be like a good guy, bad guy kind of a thing. But the difference is that those are limited acting performances. You know what I mean? To do this every day requires an authenticity to connect with your audience. That's why the Zeoli Army is as strong as it is, because of the authenticity. I mean, we've had fights over the years. We've had arguments and disagreements. And, you know, you've been with me through my kids getting born and my adoptions and, you know what I mean? Like, and my surgeries, 15 different surgeries. It's you can't fake that. You cannot fake all that. You can be an actor. You can act a part. So the point I'm saying is that at some point, the real you comes out. You can get away with it for a certain period of time, but eventually you get exhausted by putting on an act every day and the real you has to come out. That's why Rush Limbaugh was Rush Limbaugh his entire life, because he was never putting on an act. Bob Grant was Bob Grant his entire life. In the radio of Mount Rushmore, I don't put Howard Stern up there, actually. I don't. Because he was putting on an act. He was an entertainer, but it was never real. It was never authentic. And the key to talk radio is authenticity. So I would put Bob Grant up there before I would put Howard Stern up there. And Howard Stern once said Bob Grant was the greatest talk radio personality he ever heard. And I don't disagree with that. Bob Grant was, in his prime, a legend, if you ever got to listen to him back in the day. A legend. I mean, he was unbelievable. When he used to go off on Governor Mario Cuomo and say all the Italian curse words about him, it was just glorious radio. Glorious. Fantastic. But that's the thing. I met Bob Grant when he was right before he died. I had him come speak at a Republican event in Jersey. And he was the same guy he was on the radio. The biggest compliment I get is when people meet me and say, I'm the same person I am on the radio as I am in real life. On the radio, on whatever, however you listen. I don't know, on the iHeart app, on the Odyssey app, on the whatever app it is, however you get this. If you're listening on podcast now, tomorrow, which is then yesterday for me, but now for you, and the timeline is whatever it is. YouTube, the greatest compliment is when I meet someone and they go, you're just like you are on the radio, on the thing that I listen to, the audio streaming platform. And I say, yeah, I have to be. I can't. There's no way to fake this for 4 hours a day. I'd rather just do something else. It's too much energy. It's exhausting. You have to put so much energy in to do this job as it is. That's the thing people don't realize about radio or performance in general. They think it's just easy. You know, just come on. You just talk for a living. Yeah, that's it. That's it. You just talk. That's all it is. So eventually the real you comes out. And that's why when Michael Smirkanish endorsed Obama in 2008, and then you see how Michael Smirkanish from 2008 to now, that's the real Michael Smirkanish. Eventually, the real person comes out. You can't fake it. And there was a period of time after that where there was this PTSD on PhD, where I remember this because the audience wasn't sure about any of us, really, truly any of us. If we were going to wind up at some point just dropping this atomic bomb on them and showing that we weren't who they thought we were this whole time, and you invest your time in us and your life with us, and then you all of a sudden find out this is not the person I thought. It's like being betrayed in a marriage. And I don't mean just that a marriage ends. I mean it's being betrayed in a marriage. You walk in and you catch your husband in bed with another woman or something like that. It's like that. It's that kind of a thing. And you're like, who are you? You find out that your husband's a serial killer or something. Okay, I married Dexter? Like, how does that happen? It's that kind of a thing. So I think Howard Stern put on an act when he was on terrestrial radio. And then eventually the real him came out. And the real him has always been a woke fraidy cat, afraid of COVID and germs and a lot of things, insecure and neurotic and wanting everybody's approval, and guys got all kinds of issues. And so at one point he told Trump supporters not to listen to his show anymore. Okay, that's fine. But the people that used to listen and made him a star, who made him who he is, were the guys they all voted for Trump. They're the people in the 90s who were cops and plumbers and guys working on the highway and construction workers and union people. All those people who listened to Stern, made him who he is, and then even subscribed to this unknown thing called satellite radio because of him. And then he turned on that audience. So, no, I don't believe he belongs on the Mount Rushmore of radio, because he was an inauthentic actor. And that's not what radio is. Radio is supposed to be the most authentic medium there is. There's supposed to be nothing like it. And I know that the world's changing. And I know that now there's more podcasts where there's, you know, multiple personalities speaking, and, you know, the one-on-one intimate radio experiences, there's not a lot of that left. And I get that, and I understand that. And I'm not saying that other people on a show diminishes from that. I'm just saying that there's a lot more where you're listening to conversations with experts than you are listening to a host and feeling this sense of this host is talking directly to me kind of a thing. But how do you put a guy up on Mount Rushmore who was a fraud? On the Mount Rushmore of talk radio. How do you do that? I don't think you do. I just don't. I think you can't. I think the minute that he exposed himself for who he really was, and they scrubbed everything that he ever did, negates all that, in my opinion. Because authenticity is all you have in life. Like, we just had to have a little talk with my daughter. So my daughter, I won't say which one, went into her sister's room and took all her clothes out of her drawer and threw them all over the floor. She had a play, she's having a play date, okay? Because this is what you do during the summer. You have play dates because you have to find a way to cope. And I said, did you do this? And she said, no. And I said, I'm going to give you a chance to be honest with me now. Did you do this? And she said, yes. And I said, okay, you're in trouble for lying to me. I would not have been angry if you had just said to me, yes, I did. You would have had to clean up the clothes, but you would not have been in trouble. Now you're in trouble because you lied. Because all we have in this life is our character. All we have in this life is honesty. And all we have in this life is to be able to look the people that we love in the eye and be honest with them. And to and I have to instill that in my children. And I've had to do that with my son. Same thing when Patrick was younger, where he would lie about something innocuous, like putting on underwear. You know, I mean, Mama Zioli always told me to have a clean pair of underwear on because of the fact you never know if you could be in a car accident or something. You always have to have a clean pair. But you know, like little things. Did you brush your teeth? Yes. Did you? No. All right. Well, now that you just lied. It's things like that. You can't allow the little lie. Little lies become big lies. And little kids who lie become big liars in life. So you have to you can't allow that. And I think it's just the same in this medium where you have to have an honest connection with your audience. That's why if there's something I say that you don't like, well, oh, well, I don't care. I have to just say what I believe. I can't say what I think you want to hear. I've never been able to do that. I don't understand that. And I think there are people that do that. I listen every now and then. I dip into a podcast here and there of some of these jackasses that are out there with like a million followers on social media. And I don't know how accurate any of those numbers are. But and I'm thinking you're only saying this because you think this is what I want to hear. You don't really believe this. I don't believe this. And you think I want to hear this. So there's that. But anyway, point is this. I'm not surprised that Stern is not getting renewed by SiriusXM because he's so expensive. And just like Stephen Colbert, they don't generate the money anymore because they've alienated not just half the country. I would argue they've alienated like 75% of the country. I mean, have you seen the electoral map? How red that map is? Have you seen it? Have you looked at it? We think about numbers in the context of how Trump did versus Kamala Harris. I look at the colors because I don't like numbers. I just see America. I see red. It's all red. And you got patches of blue here and there. But it's red. This is a red country. This is a conservative country. This is a country where 98% of the people do not want their kids to chop their junk off. This is a country where 98% of the people do not want their little girl to go into a bathroom and there's some dude there hanging out with his schlong out being like, hey, I'm your new swim partner. America is not as divided as we would think. And looking at the map and seeing that gigantic red that we see from sea to shiny sea. Now, there are loud keyboard warriors. There are whack jobs with blue hair and nose piercings and cats. Lots of them. Lots of cats. And I don't mean to get the cat people upset, but they do have a lot of them. I'm just saying many, many, many cats. Like a lot of them. And they're furiously, you know, all day long. And yeah, I get that. There's a lot of that out there. Sure is. But they're loud, but they're not, they don't have the numbers. So when you're out there and you're constantly Trump bashing, and not just bashing Trump, but you're bashing his supporters, you are not simply alienating half the country, you're alienating like 75% of the country. Because I think there's a lot of people who, while they may not like Trump, they voted for him. And I think there's a lot of people out there who, while they may not like Trump, they certainly don't like the Democrats and they don't like their policies. But they don't like the fact that they're now mocked and humiliated and insulted and You know what I mean? Because they voted for the guy, because they had to make a binary choice, and they chose him over, you know, a word salad tossing drunk. I mean, not everybody out there worked on his campaign and has got a connection to him. Some people were just like, all right, I got to pick between these two, and I'm picking him. But you see, in the mind of Stephen Colbert and Howard Stern, they don't see it that way. Their hatred, their derangement for you makes it so that even if you just voted for Trump because it was a lesser of two evils choice, it's no different than if you're Eric Trump or Laura Trump or you're Laura Loomer. You might as well be Trump himself. And they hate you. I mean, it's not just a disagreement about policy. It is a hatred. To prove that point, actually, let me just play a clip from Stern just to prove that point, because I think it really drives home exactly what I mean. This is when Howard Stern says, I hate you for voting for him. Okay? So let me ask you a question, honestly. Like, we've had disagreements over the years on policy issues and things like that. I could never imagine hating you for anything. Even if you told me that you were supporting something different, I can't imagine hating you for it. And I can't imagine telling you, like, I don't want the only time I ever tell people I don't want you part of the show is if you can't take a joke. That's really it. As I've done in the past, I have said that. That's true. That's in fairness. I have said that. I have said if you can't take a joke, if you can't take the sarcasm and everything like that, then you're an idiot and I don't want you listening. OK, in fairness, I have said that. That's true. I have said that. That's fair. But that's really the only rule I have. Like, if you can't take a joke, you can't accept the ball busting, then, yeah, I probably don't. You can't. Yeah, you probably can't play here. That's it. That's like the one rule we have in the Zioli army. You got to be able to bust chops. If you can't, and I get my chops busted on a daily basis on this show. On the YouTube chat, it's like nothing but a busting of my chops. So that's the one rule on this program. That's basically it. But to turn on your audience in such a way, to drop a bombshell, like, could you imagine me like endorsing Kamala Harris? Could you imagine me endorsing any person who stands for the kind of authoritarianism that I have been fighting against every single day of my life with all of my heart and soul? That would mean that I was a fraud the entire time. So how the hell do you back Barack Obama in 2008 over John McCain? I know John McCain was not the best candidate in the world, but Obama? Seriously? Anyway, here's Howard Stern telling you he hates you, cut 7.
The oddity in all of this is the people Trump despises most love him the most. Go look at Mar-a-Lago, see if there's any people that look like you. I'm talking to you in the audience. The Trump voter who, you know, idolizes the guy. He despises you. I don't hate Donald. Donald's doing his thing. I hate you for voting for him, for not having an intelligence, for not able to see what's going on with the coronavirus, not able to see what the Justice Department is doing. I hate you. I don't want you here.
See? Well, okay, great. Then we won't be there. No problem, pal. Happy to leave. Happy to leave. No problemo. Happy to not pay whatever the hell a subscription to Sirius XM is. I don't even know what it is. $25 a month, whatever it is. I don't know. Whatever it is. No problem. No skin off my back. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. And we are going to bring you the update on the shooting of 5 soldiers at this Georgia base, Fort Stewart. That should happen in a matter of moments. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. I want you to see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile, because he's the best. He'll give you a beautiful smile, and there's no one like him out there. That's why he is the best of the best. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today. All right, quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We're going to jump in here live to the press conference at Fort Stewart, Georgia. Five soldiers in stable condition. Brigadier General John Lubis, 3rd Infantry Commanding General. Take a listen.
Two have been transported to Memorial Hospital in Savannah, Georgia for additional care. We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team. Sergeant Radford has not previously deployed to combat. Sergeant Radford has been interviewed by the Army Criminal Investigation Division and is currently in pretrial confinement awaiting a charging decision by the Office of the Special Trial Counsel. Right now, our primary focus is first on caring for our injured soldiers and their families and also supporting the soldiers of the Spartan Brigade. All of the families of the victims have been notified, and we're wrapping our arms around them and ensuring we provide them all the support that we can. Before I take questions, I want to remind you that this is an ongoing investigation, and we're still gathering questions. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll now take your questions.
General Lewis will be in Russell News. Can you give us his what unit he was assigned to and how long he served in the Army, if you didn't mention it?
Yeah, he is assigned to one of our sustainment units here in 2nd Brigade Combat Team at Fort Stewart. And I will have to confirm how long he served with us. Yes, sir.
Russ Bynum with the Associated Press. As best you can, knowing it's so early, can you walk us through where this happened, what happened in the shooting, and were the victims subordinates of the sergeants, or were they people over him in rank?
Yeah, right now it's premature, and we're gathering a lot of the information. What we know is the shooting occurred at the soldier's place of work. It did involve his co-workers. We're still not certain about the motivations, but again, he's been interviewed by Army investigators, and we believe we'll gain more information here shortly. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, we don't have any reason to believe it had anything to do with a training event. Other than that, I can't state the motivations for this soldier.
We've heard that the shooter may have been from Jacksonville, Florida. Are you confirmed that. We also heard that he's maybe been arrested for DUI recently.
Yeah, at this point, I can't confirm where he's from. We can follow up on that. I do believe he was arrested locally for a DUI that was unknown to his chain of command until the event occurred, and we started looking into the law enforcement databases.
Robin, now from the current, can you tell us whether or not that was a military weapon or whether this was a personal weapon or a personal offense?
Yes, ma'am. I can confirm it was not a military weapon, and we believe it was a personal handgun.
Yes, sir. Savannah Morning News. What does this mean for ongoing security measures?
Yeah, I'm very confident in the security of this installation. We've got a great partnership with local law enforcement. As you can see here at our gates, we have armed guards in protective equipment. This one's a bit difficult, and we're going to have to determine how he was able to get a handgun to his place of duty.
Alicia, White News for Jax. Has the suspect had any prior disciplinary or behavioral issues?
No, ma'am, not that we're aware of. But again, it's early in the investigation, but not that I'm currently aware of.
You mentioned that some soldiers helped subdue him. Do you know if his arrest openly, did he surrender peacefully, or what's his arrest involved?
I don't have the details on that, but I know that his soldiers in the area that witnessed the shooting immediately and without hesitation the soldiers subdued him that allowed law enforcement to then take him into custody.
And we've got time for one more question.
I know that you can't speak to the motivation, but, you know, if this turns out to be some situation where somebody had extremist beliefs or maybe classified as a terrorist attack, I mean, how does that change the basis of response or the basis of investigation?
Yeah, currently we have no reason to believe any of that is the case. However, we continuously assess the threat environment, both in the immediate area and across our Army and DOD installations, and we will address the threat level accordingly.
We have the rank of the shooter?
Yes, sir. He was a sergeant. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your questions, and again, thanks to the local responders and the local community for their help. Thanks, and have a great afternoon.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That was Brigadier General John Lubis, 3rd Infantry.
Okay. So basically, they have no reason to believe terror suspect, Army Sergeant Cornelius Radford, 28 years old, is identified as the suspect in this. They're not really giving out many details, but other than to say that it's no reason to believe there's a terror aspect to this. That was a very, very short press conference, obviously. And the so far, the five soldiers who were shot are stable, and the suspect is in custody. So beyond that, we don't really have any more details. And I would hope that they would come out, but they're being very, very closed-lipped on this, obviously tight-lipped on this, as they say. But they're not saying it was terror, and they're not saying it was something that would be where other bases should be worried, other military installations or anything like that. That's kind of the big takeaway. So maybe this guy was going through something. Maybe he had a fight with some other individual. I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it's got a bigger motivation based on that. But the good news is that all five soldiers are in stable condition and are expected to make a full recovery. So that's the great news on this. Really great. I mean, excellent. You know, I mean, terrible that they were shot, but, you know, thank God none of them are dead. So, all right, we'll see. He's a male Army sergeant, like I mentioned, and they named him, as I just mentioned to you. But beyond that, they really haven't said much. Cornelius Radford. According to CNN, they've confirmed he's 28 years old. He's an Army sergeant, ties to Florida. He's alive, taken into custody at about 11:35 a.m. It has not been reported whether he was stationed at Fort Stewart. The base was alerted to an active shooter situation just before 11 a.m. on Wednesday. And they say the threat is over. The base is now has the all clear. So, all right. So there we go. That's what we know. And the lockdown was lifted around 12:10 p.m. The first shots were fired. Well, they say the possible shooting, law enforcement was dispatched at 10:56 a.m. And the general did say that they reacted very quickly and the military police were able to get him very quickly. Emergency personnel were dispatched at 11:09 to treat the wounded. The lockdown was lifted at 12:10. So it was not a long period of time from what happened. But the general said the brave soldiers subdued the shooter. So that's really, really good. And he's in confinement, and maybe we'll get more details. I don't know. It would be helpful when we know the motivation here, whether the motivation was personal, you know, something going on between him and somebody else. The guy was off his rocker, off his meds. But he said no reason to believe terrorism at this time. However, they'll keep investigating, you know, as they always say. They always kind of like keep that open sort of a thing there on that. So there you go. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's like Fort Hood, though. I was watching Johnny Joey Jones, who's been on the show before, you know, former Marine bomb tech. And he was saying that if this was going to be a terrorist situation, he probably would have done it in a place where there were civilians and like the mess or some place where there were more people. And his initial instinct was that it wasn't that. Also, the weapon that was used was not a military weapon. So that's probably key to this as well. So not a military weapon. All right. Well, we'll see if we get more details on that. I was assuming that would be kind of a longer press conference, but there you go. All right. Last night, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, went on with Laura Ingraham, and she talked about how the media is running cover for the Russia hoax. I was thinking about this. The media's reaction to what's coming out about Russia. There's no curiosity about this. It's just simply that Trump is an authoritarian punishing his political enemies. And yet the same media, of course, cheered when they went after Donald Trump. I mean, cheered when they went after Trump. Could not wait to get this guy in handcuffs and into a courtroom. And there was never any talk about going after your political enemies and authoritarianism and what that means and none of that stuff. Here's Tulsi last night with Laura Ingraham, cut number one.
They are using the same old tactic that the deep state's propaganda arm in the media uses. Whenever they come across something that is true and that doesn't go along with whatever their narrative is that they're trying to shove down the throats of the American people, they first usually ignore it, as they did when I first released these documents a couple of weeks ago. They tried to ignore it when they realized that they weren't going to get away with this, that this story was going to continue breathing life. We continued releasing new documents. Then they decided, oh, we'll take this approach and say, oh, this is nothing. There's nothing really to see here. This is bizarre. This is a conspiracy. These are the things that they do over and over and over again. And the next step they will take when they feel that they are not succeeding in getting rid of this truth that we have uncovered for the American people, then they will go down the route of we must destroy and smear and attack the credibility of those who are delivering the truth to the American people. They've done this to President Trump. They've done this to me. They've done this to so many different people, once again, who are trying to tell the American people the truth and expose these people, many of whom you just showed, for who they are, as the propaganda arm of the deep state, which would have no power and no influence if they weren't able to feed their lies into a willing spokesperson through the propaganda media.
I think it's also important to note, too, that when you're thinking about the people in the media, the corporate media, and their this never-ending relationship between them and the intelligence community, there is this incestuous relationship where the people in the military community, intelligence community, I should say, feed information to the press And so, and then it's this back and forth and back and forth, and it's really slimy, but they leak stories and plant stories, and they have this incestuous relationship, and then a lot of these people wind up going to either serve on boards of big media companies, or they become talking heads, or they get consulting gigs and become contributors. I mean, they're all over the place like that. It's like, as Glenn Greenwald, who's always been an outspoken anti-war guy, said, you know, the people who spent 8 years trying to imprison Trump as their main political strategy, first as part of Russia, then with four BS prosecutions in 2023, are now denouncing investigations of Obama officials as MAGA retribution. Axios has a story today. Attorney General Pam Bondi's decision to order a grand jury investigation into Obama-era intelligence officials is a watershed moment in the history of MAGA retribution after 10 years of demanding the arrests of Trump's political enemies. I mean, you have to be an absolute an absolute idiot to not know what happened to Trump, who was arrested, who was charged, who is a convicted felon. We heard that term. How many times during the election did we hear that term? And now we're investigating the investigators and they don't like it. Who watches the Watchmen? From the famous graphic novel. Well, now we're going after the people in the police state who did this and they don't like it. Sorry. For years, they went after Trump with prosecutions, arrested him, convicted him. He's a convicted felon. I know because they kept saying it over and over again, every single day. Trump is a convicted felon. Trump is a convicted felon. So what? Now you're upset because it turns out it was all BS and it was all done to try to stop him. And now we're going after the people that did that. And you don't like it, so now it's a police state. Now it's authoritarianism. We're going after the people that created a police state in the United States of America, who used our law enforcement and intelligence agencies to prosecute our political enemies and to go after people and to stop an American citizen from becoming president, and then to derail the duly elected, democratically elected president of the United States of America. And you're screaming because we're going after those people. It's like if you had an authoritarian country and the people had a revolution and you put the people who were the authoritarians on trial, and you go, well, yeah, we're going to put you people on trial for the murder of innocent people. We're going to put you on trial for all the things you did when you ran the authoritarian state. We're going to put you on trial for that. That's what would the media be screaming about? That would they be screaming like, oh, no, you can't do that. Because what 2024 was a political revolution to take back our country from people who had weaponized it. Against us, by the way, against the American people. We forget. It wasn't just Trump. They weaponized it against moms in yoga pants at school board meetings, Catholics praying in Latin at mass. They weaponized it against people who were praying outside abortion clinics. They weaponized this government in so many ways and spied on us and profiled people. And they went... Tulsi Gabbard, put her on the TSA watch, placed on the list, politically motivated by Democrats. She sat down with Miranda Devine for her podcast, Pod Force One. And Tulsi Gabbard said, I was certain that it was politically motivated. When I spoke to TSA agents in multiple airports who were just doing their jobs, but who, as they went through the extreme and in-depth search of me, and oh, by the way, my husband was also placed on this domestic terror watch list, they were like, why are we doing this with you? You are still serving as a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. You're a former member of Congress. This makes zero sense whatsoever. Gabbard and her husband, Abraham Williams, were flagged under the Quiet Skies program, in which federal air marshals would surveil individuals on domestic and international flights who were not already on existing watch lists. And Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem ended the Quiet Skies program in June last year. You know, this, there's no curiosity from the corporate media about the Quiet Skies program. Like none whatsoever. When this government, this country was putting Muslims on no-fly lists without any due process whatsoever, I was outraged by that. And the media was outraged by that back then. There were civil libertarian groups who were outraged by that. Quiet Skies program? No one cares. No, they don't care. It doesn't matter anymore. Doesn't matter. Oh, when it was being done to Muslims, oh, no, that mattered. When they were spying on mosques, oh, that mattered. But if they're doing it to Catholics or if they're doing it to white guys in Cabela's hats or they're doing it to Tulsi Gabbard, well, that's fine. Don't worry about it. There's no curiosity. There's no outrage. There's no ACLU lawsuits. There's none of that. None of that. Oh, these people are such frauds. All right, we got a lot more to say on this. Why Dr. Mike Venerio, you may ask? Why? Because he is the absolute best. Because it's about care and compassion. And it's about a proven record, 12 years, 12 years in a row, 12 years in a row of being named the best of the best. So let's say it's complex dental surgery. For 12 years in a row, Dr. Mike has been recognized by his peers as a master of complex, masterful dentistry. And he treats other doctors. The experts call Dr. Mike the experts. So let's say you need to undergo that complex dental surgery. Implants, crowns. What are you going to just trust any old dental chain? You're going to go to the closest dentist or you're going to go to the best? You want a dentist who actually cares about your health. And with Dr. Mike Venerio, it's not about cost. It is about care. His compassion and commitment to your health is his top priority. This is why Dr. Mike is the dentist of my entire family. When it comes to your health, including your dental health, that's not the time to cut corners. You want the best and only the best. So make your appointment to see him today. He gave my wife a beautiful new smile last year. And, you know, I told you the story. We were at the playground doing a lemonade sale like a month ago, and this kid falls and loses a tooth. And the family knew Dr. Mike, and I called him up on his cell, and he answered right away and talked to the family. And that's the kind of guy he is. So he's also there for you if you have an emergency. He's just the best. And Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge, easy to get to. Dr. Mike Venerio, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, I'll just say this. Paradise City's okay, but have you heard Don't Cry? There is a song. Dana Perino actually told me about this song. It's called God and Guns N' Roses. It's a song by Tyler Braden, and it's awesome. Have you heard this song, Justin?
I have not. I'll have to give it a listen during the break.
Give it a listen. It's really good. It's about this guy who's at a bar and this girl's listening to Guns N' Roses on the jukebox. And yeah, it's great. God and Guns N' Roses.
And Tyler Braden?
Tyler Braden. Yep. It was Perino who told me about that. By the way, I forgot to tell you about my wardrobe malfunction the other day. It's not like Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction, but close, because it did involve me having to change to take my shirt off.
Ugh.
Yeah. So I had my outfit all picked out, and, you know, I pick out my outfit the night before with Bridget and I. We pick out the tie and everything. So I had white shirt, blue jacket, and we were going back and forth on ties. And I wasn't sure which tie, so I was going to bring two. So I grabbed the outfit, and then when the car shows up, I just throw on a T-shirt, and I just leave. And I get to the Fox, and I change. That's typically what I do. But I get there early. And I go upstairs to the floor where the studio is. I drop my stuff off. I grab a cup of coffee, and then I leave. And I go for a walk. And I walk around Central Park usually, and it's usually beautiful in the morning. The drug addicts are injecting themselves. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? The rats are particularly, like, this, the way the sun shines on them. It's really nice that time of day. And then I go back, and I change. And I go back in to change, and I realize the white shirt is Bridget's shirt, not my dress shirt. But now it's 9 o'clock and the hit's at 9:30. So I still have to get makeup and mic'd up and everything else. So I had to run to the radio floor, and there's a secret wardrobe closet that nobody's supposed to know about. And I had to find a shirt, and thank God there was a shirt there that fit me. And I had to run back to the other floor, and I put that shirt on, but the tie that I had didn't work with that shirt, so I had to get another tie that worked, and then I had to do all this, and then get mic'd up and makeup in time to get in the chair. And that was my wardrobe malfunction. But when I was in the bathroom, and I looked, and I said, oh my God, I brought Bridget's dress shirt with me, and it's 9:05, and the hit's at 9:30. I could not believe that moment. But we made it. Somehow. That's my wardrobe malfunction story. What do you think?
I was nervous. I'm glad it had a happy ending.
Yeah, it did. It had a very, very happy ending. So Dana Perino recommended that song, God and Guns N' Roses, and it's really, really good. So next time I'll check to make sure I have the right my shirt, my clothes. That'll be helpful. All right, quick break. We're coming right back. Got a great guest ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.